everyone, and a very warm welcome to our Q1 FY19 earnings conference call. Today I'm joined by Mr. Diljit Singh, Managing Director, Mr. Subir Goyal, CFO, and SGA Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded our updated result presentation on the exchanges, and I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. I would just like to go through the industry update now. On the industry front, April and May were hit by unseasonal rains across the country, while June was better than the previous 2 months, but it has not been enough to offset the decline seen in the previous 2 months. Unseasonal rains has led to inventory built up across brands, which had an impact on secondary and primary sales of room air conditioners. However, we are very confident that industry should pick up for the coming quarters on back of festive season, and the seasonal shift may also play a major role going forward. These seasonal shifts may have impacts on the quarters, but on a full year basis, industry should do well. Due to the inventory built up across brands and low primary and secondary sales on the industry front, our volumes were also impacted. On YOY basis, we observed a dip of 3.5% in our volume in AC units, whereas as per estimates, industry degrew by around 10 to 12%, which is almost an outperformance. Looking at the order book in hand, we are very confident of our growth on full year basis, and we will continue to outperform the industry. Another important factor to be considered here is the implementation of GST from July 2017 last year, which led to preponement of the sales building to up of the volumes and revenue in Q1 FY18. I will now take you through the operational numbers. In the last year, we had anticipated an increase in demand of our products, along with the changing preference from the customers for inverters instead of fixed speed air conditioners. Inverter air conditioners had a share of almost 40% in FY18. According to our estimates, this should be touching close to about 55 to 60% by year end FY19. Since we are on the largest, we are one of the largest PCB manufacturing company in India for room air conditioners by our investments in Elgin and Ever Electronics. This will give us an extra edge on increasing our revenues and margins going forward. So we have reported all our numbers on standalone basis. The total revenue for Q1 FY19 stood at 602 crores as against 624 crores for the corresponding quarter last year after adjusting for excise and GST impact. Overall revenue degrew by 3.5%, whereas we have seen a growth in revenue of 8% and 31% in our air conditioner component business and non-air conditioner component segment respectively. Non-AC components grew from 63 crores in FY18 to 83 crores in Q1 FY19, and AC components grew to 53 crores in Q1 FY19 as compared to 49 crores. In volume terms, we have sold approximately 5.5 lakh units in Q1 FY19 as compared to 5.7 units in Q1 FY18, which is approximately down to about 3.5%. However, our full year outlook remains the same with the robust order book in hand and new customers addition. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 61 crores as compared to 56 crores for the corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA margins were 10% for this quarter, almost 100 bips higher on year-on-year basis. Since we are witnessing growth in our AC and non-AC components, we are confident of improving margin trajectory going forward. Other incomes include around 5.6 crores of forex loss, of which 4.21 is realized and 1.45 is unrealized. PAT for the quarter is rupees 29 crores as compared to rupees 26 crores for the corresponding quarter last year. This is due to reduction in interest costs due to repayment of debt. PAT margin stood at 4.8% for this quarter, almost 70 bps higher than the Q1 FY19. On the way forward, we would like to state the three agendas. The first one is acquisitions. With the help of our acquisitions, Ever and Elgin, we are confident and ready for the future with the smart future-ready technology for inverter air conditioners. You will see a full-year impact for Elgin and half-year impact of Ever in the revenues and profitability. New customers and products, we have added new customers, strengthened our existing relationships, increased our product offerings by way of strong R&D in the last year. We shall continue our focus to keep on expanding these in the future as well. This will help us grow faster than the industry in the years to come. On the operating leverage, we see an increase in volumes for our products. Our investments that we have done in the past will see better returns. Increased capacity utilization will lead to operating leverage, laying out the leading to better profitability. To conclude, we would like to say it is company's enduring commitment to outperform the industry growth while transforming top line into a healthy bottom line results. With this, I open the floor for discussion.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Aditya Bhartia from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Jasbir.
Good evening.
Jasbir, you mentioned that there has been a forex loss of almost 5.6 crore rupees this quarter. What is the exact nature of this loss, and how do we exactly hedge ourselves against such losses?
So the nature of the loss is due to the import content which we do, and the dollar has moved from close to about 66 to 69 in this quarter, and that's why this loss has been recognized. However, as we informed earlier also that moving forward, this loss is on the quarterly lag basis. This is passed on to the customers. So next quarter costing, which are happening, is on the newer rate of 69 and above.
So does this pertain to creditors that are outstanding at the end of the quarter, or it includes the impact of rupee depreciation on sales that we made during the quarter as well?
So this includes the payment which we have done in the quarter and the corresponding M2M impact on the 30th June 2018.
Okay, it is a combination of both.
Yes.
Understood. You mentioned that volumes this particular quarter would have declined by around 3.5%, and similar has been, the revenue decline as well. So with higher proportion of inverters getting sold, one would have expected realizations to be going up, especially with the newer energy efficiency norms also coming in. Is that something that's not really playing out as yet?
No, it's not like that. In fact, if you see, our AC components have grown by 8%, which is a reflection of that only. And generally, normally what we do is in the inverter air conditioners, for example, we are supplying air conditioner kits. This inverter value terms realization happens at the brand level.
Sorry, I didn't get the last point.
For example, we are supplying air conditioner kits for largely without compressors. Mm. Most of the time, the inverter PCB board, which is additional in the inverter AC, as compared to the normal fixed, that is fixed at the inverter brand level. So the revenue recognition happens at the brand level, not at our level. But since this is a standalone standalone numbers, Iljin is not here in this added here. So once the Iljin gets added to the console number, you will see that impact of inverter ACs which we are building. So right now we are directly billing inverter PCB boards to the brand.
Correct. Understood. And so this is the second consecutive quarter wherein we have seen margins expanding. What should be our expectation on this front going forward, and what are the factors that are contributing to such sharp margin expansion?
So margin expansion is happening because of our buying leverage. We have buying leverage is quite significant now. We have been able to negotiate better terms with our suppliers because the quantities are pretty large and we become one of the largest buyers for them. So that is one, and also the operational efficiency at the plant levels. And moving forward, we are endeavoring on the same margin expansion strategies.
Okay. And lastly, sir, interest expense run rate has obviously come down very sharply with the repayment of debt through IPO proceeds. But I understand that there are a lot of other things like bill discounting that also go in the interest expense line. The current run rate that we have seen in Q1, should that be a sustainable run rate for the next few quarters as well?
Yes, on a standalone basis, that's the number which we are also looking at.
Perfect. That's really helpful, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from Nitin Arora from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sir, my first question is, when you talked about inventory built up and you talked about industry growing at degrowing at 10-11%, can you quantify which of the customers which you have in the top five would have degrown by how much? Is it possible to share that?
No, I mean, I think we are not the right agency to comment on that, but if you would have, you would be hearing the listed companies' numbers, and we work with both listed and unlisted. So across the sector, we have seen that, you know, some of the brands have even degrown to an extent of 20%, but some of the brands have also gained a bit in single digit. So on an average, the numbers are coming out to about 10 to 12% dip in the industry on the volume terms.
Okay. Now, when we talked about inventory, you said that inventories are still higher. Obviously, I mean, the brands would have not taken from you. Q2, Q3, any which way remains a very lean period.
Yeah.
Is it possible to share what sort of inventories currently you're holding for these brands as a percentage or anything, if you can quantify, and how soon you think you know, you can start giving this inventory into the market, just to see the perspective, because if the inventory remains higher, even if our Q4 or season kicks back, it's the old inventory which firstly will have to go. So just to need to understand from that context.
So we are expecting a liquidation of the inventory in Q2, because there is not a pretty large inventory built up at our level. You know, we've been focusing, and you know, it's a hand in hand experience with the brands where it goes on. So whatever is lying with us, I think that should be consumed. That has been consumed to a certain extent in July, and it should be consumed within going forward by September. And largely, the inventory which is lying with us is in raw material form. So it is not pertaining to any particular brand as such, where we will have to wait for the brand numbers to go up.
And what's the working capital days versus Q4 in this quarter for you?
So we have working capital days of about 53 versus 35 of Q4.
So that's largely because of the inventory?
That's right, yeah.
So that's a pretty high number, sir. So that's what I'm asking. Okay.
Yeah, so inventory as well as the receivables as well. You know, because we've seen some delayed payments from certain customers because of this season. So both the things are actually impacting the net working capital days.
Getting it. So my second question is, somebody in the call said the margin improvement. When we look at your margins, it's about 9.1%. Versus
yeah.
a 9% last year. I'm excluding the other income into the revenue part on the net basis. So it's a very flattish margin year on year. Given that Iljin will get consolidated and everything will get consolidated as a separate business or PCB unit, but on a standalone basis, is this a recurring margin you're looking at it, or you see some improvement here also?
So, Nitin, as we told earlier also, that there's a continuous effort at a company level for looking into the inefficiencies, as well as taking the operating leverage and also buying leverage. So all three are moving in tandem, and I expect that there should be some improvement in the margin going forward as the, you know, season will pick up.
My sir, third question is on the recent PCB unit which is started by LG at their Noida plant.
Yes.
And they have commissioned a full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a risk you see to Iljin's, taking away a little bit? LG started in-housing the revenue from the Iljin side, which they're currently giving a big number to Iljin. Just need your take on that.
So Iljin's business is not impacted. What LG has insourced is the imported component of inverter parts. And largely, you know, they have started with some bit of refrigerator and some portion of air conditioners and but they have not yet started washing machine. So Ilgin's order book is very, very consistent with LG. At in fact, both the locations in Ever as well as in Ilgin, Pune and Noida, both are at the same level what it was in last year. So that was made very clear to Ilgin management by, in fact, LG management also, that their business will not be impacted, and they are deleveraging their import content by bringing it in house.
Fair enough. Sir, can you comment?
We are adding new customers in Ilgin, so you will see the at least about 3 to 4 new customers being added by December. The reliability of the components are already on, and this is a product which has got a fairly large entry barriers due to the reliability cycle it has. So customers have already put in the reliability cycle, and I believe that by December you will see three new more customers added in Ilgin.
So can you share the revenue, EBITDA and profit of PICL, Ilgin and Ever for Q1?
So that's Q1, you know, revenue we have both put together for Ilgin we have about 84 crores, and PICL is 31 crores on the revenue side. On the EBITDA, the percentages are almost in the range of similar percentages of 3.5% and about 6-7% in PICL.
Is there Ever?
Ever, the revenue is 61 crores, and it's again in the range of 3-3.25% right now.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhumika Nair from IDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, just wanted to understand this inventory, which, you know, because of the monsoon impact and the higher inventory in the system, would this kind of have a slipover effect, if not for our production or, you know, but at least in terms of demand over the next 2 quarters?
Yeah, I mean, definitely there will be impact because of inventory levels lying at the brand levels. But it depends on the model inventory, which particular model inventory they are carrying. You know, so there are certain models which are not in inventory for the brands, and that will keep on moving. Whereas the inventory is particular models which a brand is carrying, I mean, they will definitely like to liquidate that first before picking up another one. But since we had added new customers and new products in Q4, so our volumes are pretty much intact right now, what guidance we gave in.
Okay. And so given this, I mean, what would be our volume guidance in terms of for the full year, and where do you see industry at relative growth terms?
Participants, please stay connected. We seem to have lost the line for the management. Please hold your lines while we reconnect the management. Participants, thank you for patiently holding a line. We have the line for the management connected. Over to you, sir.
Yes. So, Bhumika, you were asking about...
Yes, guidance for the full year volume growth for us as well as for the industry.
Yeah, so we have done about 1.9 million units last year, and we've given a guidance of close to about 2.2 to 2.3 range. And we maintain the same. The order book is quite robust. Generally, the impact will come in the Q4 and Q3. So that's what, you know, we are gearing up for. On the industry side, I think industry, we anticipate industry to register at least a single digit growth despite of the the seasonal impact on the Q1 and could be in Q2 as well, but I think there should be a single digit growth at the end of the year by industry.
Okay. So for your growth, particularly if you can, throw some light on, we had introduced the 1-ton and the 2-ton IDU during the year. So how is that panning out? Which are the new customer additions that we've seen?
So we've added these two category of new products expansion in various customers categories like Voltas, and also we've given to other customers like Micromax and Westar plus Cruise and Goodrich. So we have seen uptake in the window air conditioners where we added two new customers, and there was addition in new product with one existing customer. So both the categories are growing fairly well, and it's been accepted. The models lineup is good now as compared to last year. That's why we are very confident of achieving the guided numbers.
So, sir, I mean, within this, how would be the growth for the 1-ton and the 2-ton kind of, what kind of volumes are we looking at from this IDU, new IDUs that you're seeing during the year?
So I think, Bhumika, what we are doing is at 1-ton category, we have various sub-models, but in all models put together in 1-ton category, we are looking at somewhere about 160,000 new numbers, and also similar numbers in the 2-ton category also. So all put together, 3 to 3.5 lakh units will be additional by these new categories, plus the existing growth which was going on by addition of new customers in the existing products. So, and also, as I told you, that in Q1 we've grown our non-AC segment also pretty well, and AC segment, AC component segment also, that is also growing. So the guided numbers of volume as well as value is quite robust. The order book is, I think we are very, very confident of achieving what we've given in the guidance on the value terms and also on the volume terms.
Okay. Sir, also, if, in terms of EVER, what is our current stake? Because we're looking to kind of increase the stake there. So what is it currently, and are we, by what timeline are we looking to increase the stake?
So we picked up 19%, Bhumika, earlier, and what we heard from the management of EVER was that the CP closure will be done probably by end of September or maximum by October. So that is when we will enhance our stake to above 51%.
Okay. So just coming back to the inventory levels, our working capital cycle, which was discussed earlier, and, it's kind of moved up very sharply. What is the level of bill discounting that we are doing currently? Can this increase? So given that, we'll now be generating good amount of cash flows. So what is our thought process there?
So, Bhumika, right now, as we talk right now, we have zero bill discounting done, and there's no need of, company is generating good cash, and, we are sitting on a fairly low consumption of working capital limits. So I don't think so that we'll be going for a bill discounting at this moment of time, because it's very expensive product to have in. Generally, bills are discounted by brands nothing less than 11 to 12%. And upfronting interest also happens, because if they are discounting your bills before 60 days, they will upfront the entire interest. So it's a very expensive product to actually go in for. So we are not going for that at the moment.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to inform participants that in order to ensure the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from Pritesh Chedda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we have about 20% market share in the units manufactured and sold in India. Just wanted to know this market share and our 10% to 15% type volume growth assumption that we have made for FY19. Does it build in any additional clientele or any additional business win and market share gain? And if yes, then, what kind of clientele or business wins we have?
Well, the market shares will be definitely defined by end of the financial year, you know, once the numbers are there in the industry. But on our side, you know, the new customer addition and the new products addition is the expansion of the volumes. So, yes, we do. We took it, you know, as 10 to 10, 12% of incremental volume in the complete industry as such. But there are other factors also, because the replacement cycle is moving, you know, on the lower side. From 12 years, it has come down to 8 years. And also the inverterization is helping the volumes of our business growing up. So we see the volumes intact. And once the volume of the industry, you know, is there, we will be maintaining the market share, and maybe we end up gaining also.
No, sir, my question was in FY19, when you say about 2.2 million units is what you think you'll do versus 1.9. Obviously, this factors some amount of market share gain. So just wanted to know the new customers or the new business that we have won, which gives us this visibility of this 2.2 million.
Yeah, so we are adding customers. We've already added in Q4, and there are two more customers will be added in Q2 and Q3. Right now, we will not be in a position to comment the name of the customers, but you will shortly come to know about it.
Okay.
But these are two customers will be added. I mean, one customer has already signed up, another one will be signing very soon.
Okay. Out and out for Amber, what kind of market share eventually 3 to 5 years down the line is possible? What reflects 20% today, and how I calculated 20% is 1.9 million units sold by you.
So we were at 14% 5 years back, and we ended up at 19-20%.
Yes,
last year. So we expect the similar kind of growth trajectory in the market shares.
Okay, so about 4 years back you were 14. So what a percentage market share increase every year?
Yes, I mean, in case you can have, I mean, we can't right now predict as if will it be 1% every year, but over a period of 3 to 5 years you will see a substantial jump.
Okay. And my last question is on Elgin and PICL. If you could give out the growth strategy there. I think in one we have PCBs, that is control box, and other which is motor. Just wanted to know the market potential there, and you know, how the market is structured today, and what can we do as business.
So Elgin manufactures inverter PCB boards for not only air conditioners, but also for refrigerator, washing machines, microwave ovens, and water purifiers. So they had only two customers before we acquired the company. And we are bringing in additional customers. So it's a very nice horizontal deployment of all our customers there. And it was rightly timed acquisition, because inverterization has really kicked in well. So we are expecting that in our country should be at least 70-80% inverter market in next 3 years. It's already crossed 40% last year. It's moving towards 50-60%. Many of the brands, they have already gone for 100% inverters, like LG. So this is one product which is really in need, and most of the brands have been importing this component right now from China, and dollar moving up has actually initiated a lot of inquiries for Elgin. And above that, Elgin is also manufacturing PCB boards for refrigerators. So there are new customers which we are anticipating in the refrigerator zone. It's already supplying to IFB and to LG. But we are adding in non-AC component sector also, Elgin will be supplying for refrigerator, washing machines. New lines are being added up in Gujarat, this place, Jajjar. So we are talking to those customers, wherein most likely those customers will be also on board in Elgin. So what we are expecting is that in this year, there will be incremental of 40 to 50 crore additional revenue from new customers, because the new customers will be added in last Q4 only, because of the longer reliability cycles of the product. But next year, FY20, you will find at least 150 to 200 crore additional revenue coming from these new customers at a better gross margins. On the motor side, the company witnessed a little bit of tailwinds because of lesser exports. And, of course, the domestic market also did not go well. But, you know, we've also added more customers there. and a new product which was resin core, which was not in the product portfolio, which was indoor motors. So 100% of indoor motors were being imported by the industry, and PICL has become the first company to start giving the domestic solution. So we expect a large volumes of that also coming in moving forward.
Thank you. Next question is from Anshuman Dev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. I wanted to understand about the accounting treatment of Everan Engine. So as we end FY19, we will be having 70% of both Everan Engine. So there will be a likely minority interest in our books. And that 70% is going to stay for FY20?
So Anshuman, in the Iljin scenario, we have 70%, and with the clear understanding that we'll be acquiring balance 30% in next 2 to 3 years. So auditors has taken a view that it is a 100% subsidiary. So we have consolidated the 100% revenue and everything, and showing the 30% payable under the liability side.
Ever also.
And ever also the same treatment will happen.
Okay, so I just wanted to understand from a valuation perspective, or let's say that what are the risks of that 30% getting delayed, because we already have a quarter of delay in, I think, the acquisition of Ever. So what is that 30%, what are the chances that 30% might stay with the minority investors for...
No, he doesn't have the promoters of, earlier promoters of Iljin, they don't have an option for... delaying it. We have an option to delay it.
Okay. So the understanding is that in the next 3 years it will become a 100% subsidiary.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And the liability that you spoke of 30%, it will be what kind of liability it will be? It will be the money, the amount of the income generated in these 3-4 years for that 30% stake plus the debt value, or what is that?
There is a valuation done by the professional on the basis of which they have done some present value factor after considering into that. So they have taken some value, so which is shown under the non-current liability.
Okay. Can we have that value? What is that value?
So that value is around between 20 to 25.
20 to 25 crore. Hello?
Yes, yes.
And both Ever and Elgin combined, right? 2025.
Both Ever and Elgin combined.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Abhineet Anand from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, is it possible to break down the sales in the AC, AC component, non-AC component segment?
Yes, Abhineet, the sales wise the spread is just a minute. So it's 466 crores is basically the AC, and 53 crores are AC components, and non AC components are 83 crores.
Okay. Secondly, obviously, Elgin will be, you know, adding customers this year, so I think that the numbers would be a bit fluid. But what's our expectation going into F20? What's our expectation in terms of sales and margin for Elgin and Ever?
So Elgin is expected to do around 360 to 70 crore of top line this year against its 335 crore last year. And next year, Iljin should do at least 525 crore revenue from by these new customers, additional new customers and existing business. Ever will be touching about close to about 250 crores this year. And as moving forward, we think that it should be, we should be able to grow Ever also at 20%.
And in terms of margin expansion, how do you see that?
So margin, Abhineet, we don't see a large margin expansion in this current year because the last, the customers, new customer addition is happening only in the last quarter. So you may see maybe 100 bips margin expansion in Iljin this year, whereas next year you will definitely see 150 odd bips going forward.
Secondly, PICL, I think the performance has been a bit tepid for last, I suppose, one and a half years. So what is the way, I mean, strategy in terms of, you know, turning it more profitable for the next, let's
say, PICL faced a lot of tailwinds because of, you know, its banking on export business in the Middle East, which went through a crisis. And unfortunately, we did not lose any market share with any brand there. But unfortunately, the market itself shrunk because of, you know, the crisis in the Middle East. When we bought the company, it was almost 55% export and 45% domestic. But now it is 70% domestic and 30% export, even lesser than export. So we are, coming out of the banking on exports, number one. And number two, we have added new product portfolio there, which is resin core, which was not in the Ilgin category. So Ilgin was, PICL was not manufacturing the resin core motors, which are used for indoor units, which it used to manufacture only window and outdoor motors. So indoor, entire industry has been importing resin core. So this is the first year we've already launched that product and we've started giving to the customers. So we expect that by next year, you will see a very positive jump in PICL as well.
So just on this resin core, how big that, assuming that, our market share in the ODU part remains, I mean, how big can this number be in terms of sales for PICL?
See, the market size of complete India for the indoor resin core is about close to 5 million motors right now. And there was zero which was being bought from India because nobody was manufacturing. So PICL has become the first company to offer that product. And this year itself, we will be doing close to about 400,000 numbers to start with. And this number, we are expecting to touch a million or maybe a million and a half by next year because entire customers are coming, to us because of the dollar is going up. And as the volume goes up, everybody is looking for localizations.
Thank you. The next question is from Harish Virani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
So I just wanted to understand the basics once again. So say a customer who's already a large customer, when would he place an order? So assuming he assumes a decent summer season, when does he place a certain quantity of orders? Then say by the time March, April happens, he realizes that things are not going so great. So what kind of quantum can he backtrack, or he can say that I can kind of take in later? So I hope you got my question. So essentially, I was just trying to understand the basic one thing.
Yeah, so there's no thumb rule which everybody follows. Every brand has a different timings on giving us a schedule for the next year. Somebody does it in July, August, and there are brands which does it in November also. So we consolidate all the numbers, and then we get quarterly numbers where 1 month are the fixed schedules, and 2 months are the rolling plans. So there can be changes in the rolling plans to a percentage, whatever the markets are looking into. But generally what we have seen is that, there has been, because we are in the industry from almost two decades, and we have seen these summer patterns, unpredictable rains, earlier time also. But normally over a period of financial year, the brands do volumes what they commit us. We've never seen that there will start drastic reduction in the volumes. So generally the first one month plan is always fixed, and the next plan is always, 2 months is there. And, in our industry, there is a lead time, high lead item like compressor, which is imported. And generally that is supplied by the brands. So brand, there is a skin in the game from the brand side also, because they supply us compressor in tandem to the volumes committed. So, for example, if a brand has said that, 50,000 X model is being supplied, so they will also plan for X 50,000 of compressors. So that is a surety from a brand side that they will lift 50,000. It can happen that, fine, there are rains or some other reason that they've been unable to pick it up this month or maybe next month, but they will definitely pick it up. So that we have never seen a drastic reduction in the volumes. And moreover, this unpredictability of the rains doesn't change the long-term outlook of the sector. So we are quite confident that the numbers which have been spoken by the brands, none of the brands have asked us to curtail down the annual numbers which they have given us till now.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from Srinivi Karlekar from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, there was an article in press few days back where government was planning to come up with a policy to improve localization of some of these electronic goods, including ACs, and one of the reasons for high import was attributed to inverted duty structure. So in this context, I wanted to understand is whether the duty structure is really inverted in this AC supply chain, and what percentage of Indian market, in your view, is import dependent on a unit level?
So import dependency in our sector is largely in the indoors and less in windows and outdoors. So almost about 15 to 16% of the industry volumes are being imported currently, and this is a voluminous product. In one container you will find only 180 window air conditioners coming in. So the brand which goes for a larger volumes tend to become domestic. But yes, I mean, in case that article which came in case, that clicks in, so the 15% which is being imported certainly will benefit Indian players such as us. And we are confident. The industry as a whole has been requesting government for, giving us this kind of update where local manufacturing can kick in and ecosystem of the components can also kick in. So we are quite hopeful. If that happens, that will be very positive for us.
Right. So 15 to 16% is your estimation of current imports that is happening in overall. Fair enough, sir. And sir, second is like I just wanted to understand, like from an operating efficiency, if you bring in some margin improvement, how much does it get passed on to brand eventually, or you get to keep it entirely?
See, our management's view is that first of all, our philosophy is that we should be enablers for the brand's growth. Because if brand is growing by 10%, we automatically grow by 20% with them. We are supplying multiple products to them and also components to them. So whatever melting meetings we do for taking care of operating leverage, and also we believe in sharing, and without impacting our profitability, that's how we have added, we have actually come up to this level where we are today giving complete, working on the complete SLE 50 programs and also taking operating leverage and buying leverage also. So that is a continuous process which will keep on happening. And if we save, for example, 100 rupees, we definitely pass on about 30 or 40 rupees to the brands, which also increase stickiness with us. And that's why Amber becomes a different company for a brand. And it is actually given a treatment of a partnership level rather than a supplier level.
Okay. Fair enough. And sir, last one, is there a way to measure some capacity utilization that you are currently operating at, and what would be the likely capex for FY19 and FY20?
So we are at a capacity utilization of almost 55% now, and on a seasonal basis we will be hitting close to about 67%. So we have fairly large capacities which are remaining, but they are restricted to geographical presence. But the capex the planned capex is on 45 crores this current year, which includes R&D product development tools and the maintenance capex of all 12 plants. So that is the plan right now.
Thank you. Next question is from Balwinder Singh from Canara HSBC.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I missed the number on the volume part that you gave for quarter one of Amber.
Yes. This is 5,49,000.
And would it be possible to break it down into split and fixed speed?
You want to break up into what?
On the fixed speed and inverter.
No, that's not possible because we give solutions in both the categories. we can give you a split in the IDU, ODU and window AC category. So what we've done about close to about 2,29,000 of indoor, and we've done about 180,000 of ODU, and remaining are window ACs.
Okay. And on the industry side, when do you expect the inventory to be liquidated so that the fourth quarter numbers are not impacted for the industry as a whole?
So as such, you know, every brand is carrying a different level of inventory. So it will be very difficult to answer that what level and what timing we anticipate. But what we are looking at is, because our inventories are in all in raw material form, so we are expecting the liquidation within this Q2 for the inventories.
Thank you. Next question is from Nirav Vasa from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to check that was there any impact in terms of your procurement strategy because buyer's credit was, you know, all of a sudden stopped by the Reserve Bank of India. And how were you able to deal with it at that point of time?
No, we were not really largely impacted because of the buyer's credit. We used to avail it, but, you know, we had sufficient LC limits which were shifted to LC. So we were not largely impacted by buyer's credit issue.
So second question is, like, as I understand, the demand for room air conditioners is increasing in China also. So because of that, are you seeing any increase in the compressor prices? Because I believe some of you also import some of the compressors, because some of your customers are also requesting you to provide you the entire air conditioner.
Yeah. So compressors are largely supplied by the brands to us, and that is a pass-through component for us, because whatever cost the brand supplies to us, we add that in the costing. So so one is to answer that we will not be impacted in case that happens. But right now, looking into the market scenario in India, we don't see any kind of uptake on the, pricing of compressor. At least till October, November, you know, I don't think so there will be any increase in the prices.
Thank you very much, sir. My queries have been answered.
Thank you. Next question is from Sanjeev Zarbade from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is regarding the, we have most of the leading brands as our customers, except that of Samsung. So could you throw some light on what we are doing in terms of, you know, tapping such a large brand for outsourcing opportunities?
See, Samsung is situated in southern part of India, in Chennai. That's where they manufacture air conditioners. And whenever we have built a plant, we have been cognizant of the fact that there should be customer cluster in and around, because our if you see our strategy, we have mitigated the customer exchanges of the market shares between them. And we have seen, many bigger brands like LG degrowing from 26% to where they are. Samsung used to be at 18%. Many years back in 2008, today there are only 4% market share in the industry. So once the other customer moves there in southern part of India, like maybe we are hearing from some of the brands, large marquee brands, which are planning to move to southern part of India, we will definitely plan a greenfield facility near to that, and that's when we will like to tap Samsung also. You know, but other than that, the customers which are, all the brands which are having close to about 70% market share, 75% market share, we are serving them.
As said, regarding the non-AC components revenue, did around 83 crore or is it kind of a that run rate is, you know, sustainable over the next three quarters, or is it also seasonal?
In fact, it will be increasing more than that, because this is a standalone number of 83 crore. You will see Ilgin and Ever also coming in, where there is a large number of close to about 200 crores which is being supplied to non-AC components. So by these acquisition, we have also strengthened our non-AC component sector.
Okay, thanks, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from Monali Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, sir, I just wanted to know the contribution from indoor, outdoor and window ACs in terms of volume, in percentage terms.
So we've already answered this question, Murali, but we'll repeat it. So indoor we have done 2,29,000. 1,80,000 is close to about outdoor units, and remaining is window.
What is the total volume, sir?
5,49,000.
And my second question is, like, just what are your thoughts on the GST? Like, do you think the GST rates will come down for ACs from 28%? Like, and how these rates impact the volumes at the consumer level?
Well, it is a very interesting question because, you know, we were expecting that it will come down, but it didn't happen because ministry didn't take that view of changing. But right now there has been articles in Economic Times that government may consider inverter air conditioners push through 18% GST regime. But we can't comment when it happens. But whenever it happens, definitely there will be a good impact because it reduces the cost by maybe, you know, a good 5-7% of the complete product. So we are hoping for the best in the forthcoming budget.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for any closing comments.
So I hope we have been able to answer all your queries. And in case you require any further details, please contact us or our investor relation advisors, SGA, Strategic Growth Advisors. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.